It's been a long time coming, but today the federal government announced sweeping changes to the media industry. It wants to introduce a new public interest test for media owners, boost regulation of newspapers, and permanently halve the amount TV stations pay the government for access to the airwaves. Overhauling the media in an election year is a tough ask for any government, and crossbenchers say the government hasn't done enough, but Labour's refusing to compromise, as James Glenday reports from Canberra.
Today's announcement has been a long time coming. After two controversial reviews of the media, many commentators thought major changes to the industry might end up in Labor's too hard basket.
The government will bring to the Parliament legislation that will secure diversity and fairness in the media for the public.
The bills will be introduced on Thursday. The Communications Minister, Stephen Conroy, says they'll set up a new public interest test and lead to the appointment of a public interest media advocate to oversee any major media company takeovers or mergers. The ABC and SBS charters will be changed to include their online and digital activities. A press standards model will be introduced to ensure the self-regulation of print and online media, and TV licence fees, which broadcasters pay to use spectrum, will permanently be halved on the condition the number of Australian shows on TV increases to almost 1,500 hours by 2015.
Seeing Australian stories told on TV is vital in reflecting and maintaining our Australian identity, our character and diversity.
Some controversial proposals have been sent to a parliamentary committee. The committee will consider if the reach rule, which restricts TV stations to broadcasting to 75% of the country, should be abolished, and if breaches of media rules should have to be broadcast on air.
Today's announcement by Stephen Conroy is a characteristically chaotic, half-baked series of thought bubbles.
The opposition's communications spokesman, Malcolm Turnbull.
Enraged by the flaying he's getting, and he and his government are getting, from the newspapers, principally the News Limited newspapers, or especially them, and he's been threatening some form of additional regulation for some time, and so what he's come up with is an attempt to further regulate the media. These are regulations that are completely unnecessary and actually unworkable.
If the opposition doesn't support the bills, the government will need the support of the Greens and the Independents to get the laws through Parliament.
Some of the more difficult issues in Yes Minister style are getting flicked to a committee.
Key Independent Rob Oakeshott says many important pieces of legislation are missing.
If that's where the difficult public policy issues are going to get parked, my initial reaction is, unless it's all in, I'm out.
Many organisations have also raised concerns about the announcement. Julian Disney from the Press Council says some of the guidelines appear too lax.
There's a threat from this proposal, if the benchmarks aren't specified correctly, that is an incentive for us to get worse, not better.
While Jacqueline Elaine from the Australian Writers Guild says the laws won't force TV companies to commission new dramas, documentaries and children's shows.
They can fill it with repeats of The Ghost of Skippy. They can fill it with reality programming, they can fill it with anything, including the type of programs that we're used to seeing at midnight.
But with an election only months away, Stephen Conroy has issued an ultimatum.
The government will not be bartering. If either of these reforms do not garner sufficient support to pass the Parliament by the end of next week, then the government will not proceed with the bills containing them.
Stephen Conroy ending that report from James Glenday.